Another horribly botched execution, using lethal injection, this one in Arizona, has raised the controversy over the death penalty to a new level. On July 23rd, Joseph Wood III took 2 hours to die after he was injected with 15 times the normal dose of a drug that, in this case, was essentially administered as an experiment on a living human being. After controversy erupted nationwide about Wood's botched execution, Arizona imposed a moratorium on all pending death sentences. 32 states plus the federal government and the U.S. military still employ the death penalty, and lethal injection is the preferred method in all death penalty states. Other methods of execution in use in some states include hanging, electrocution in the gas chamber, and in Utah, firing squad. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Deborah Deno, professor of law at Fordham University School of Law and an authority on execution methods. She says that due to shortages of lethal drugs used for executions, some banned for export to the U.S. by the European Union, states have been experimenting with different drugs and dosages. Here, Deno reviews some of the history and the ethics of lethal injections used in executions in efforts to improve or end it.
We find ourselves in the position of experimenting with death row inmates in the context of history. I mean, lethal injection was first enacted in this country in 1977. The first lethal injection execution took place in 1982. So we've had this problematic execution method around for decades, and there have been botches and problems for decades. So essentially, Department of Corrections are stuck using drugs that are experimental, that have never been used in the execution process, and that are really not as equipped as the drugs that they used to use.
Didn't states turn to lethal injection because it was supposed to be more humane? Is that the real reason?
That's right. I mean, we have five different methods of execution on the books in the United States, and states started turning to lethal injection because it was supposed to be the most humane. We find that that's not the case. It could be one of the worst methods because of all the problems associated with it. I mean, number one is the original three-drug protocol that was created in 1977 in this country and used exclusively until about 2009, included a paralytic agent that prevented inmates from crying out or moving, essentially. So this sort of peaceful-looking execution process was really part and parcel due to the fact that these inmates were paralyzed and could not cry out. And it was the use of this paralytic agent that really got the Supreme Court to start looking at lethal injections as a constitutional issue in 2008. That said, the most recent executions, many of them aren't involving this paralytic because it's proven problematic. So inmates are able to show distress. You know, it's always been unclear exactly what inmates are experiencing, and you need an independent review for that. So there are all sorts of different rationales, regardless of whether they're experiencing pain, though. And we, you know, even the experts can't always verify that. You can't interview these people after they die. We do know the execution process lasts 10 times longer than it should. It was 2 hours in this last execution. It should last 10 minutes. That's number one. Number two, inmates should not be physiologically reacting in the way that they are with the, you know, 650 gulps of air and the other kinds of indicators of distress that clearly show that something is going wrong, terribly wrong. But at the time, there was a possible concern that executions were going to be televised, in which case states wanted an execution method that could look okay on film. And that certainly wasn't electrocution or hanging or even firing squad. So lethal injection came about in part for that reason. But number two, it was felt to be the most humane form.
Deborah Deno, who exactly is administering these lethal drugs? Isn't that another problem, that they're not always the most well-trained individuals?
Well, that's right. I mean, one of the problems with the secrecy is we aren't quite sure who is administrating these drugs. That is kept secret, the execution team. Some states will reveal some of the credentials of these team members, but many states don't. So you don't know where these people are coming from. Sometimes you do find out the qualifications of these people after the fact. For example, we do know that there have been medical doctors involved in even these very highly botched executions out of Clayton Lockett in Oklahoma and Joseph Wood in this latest execution, there was a medical doctor on hand. However, we don't know what kind of role they take. We don't know what kind of credentials they have. I found in some states, the states would take prison volunteers to conduct the execution. In other words, anybody who volunteered. Other executioners were highly untrained. So, you know, there's a lot of variability, but mostly the problem is there's so much secrecy. We don't know who's conducting these executions. In the Joseph Wood execution, for example, his lawyers had requested the credentials of members of the execution team, and those credentials were not provided.
What about legal challenges based on the cruel and unusual punishment element of the Constitution?
The United States Supreme Court has only looked at the constitutionality of any execution method just one time under the cruel and unusual punishment clause, and that was a lethal injection case that the court took up and made a deciding opinion on in 2008. And the court said that whatever the state of Kentucky was doing at that time with the three-drug protocol, it was constitutional. Of course, that three-drug protocol really isn't being used much anymore, or really hasn't been used at all because of the lack of sodium thiopental.
In addition to issues around lethal injections, you said other factors that have led to a drop in executions include DNA testing to prove innocence, racial disparities in sentencing and execution, and errors in capital cases.
I mean, all of these factors have snowballed together with the lethal injection problems to suggest to jurors and Department of Corrections and states throughout the country that there are real problems here, and I think it's had an effect.
That was Deborah Denno, Arthur A. McGivney Professor of Law at Fordham University School of Law. Find more information on groups campaigning to end capital punishment in the U.S. by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.